1190, an act to revise certain insurance provisions regarding surety bonds that are exempt from the requirements of countersignature by resident agents. Representative Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. May I take it right from here?
You may.
House Bill 1190 expands the countersignature exemption for surety bonds. And to countersign is to authenticate. Countersignature is done by a licensed local agent on policies written by a licensed non-resident agent. As you can see in the bill, there are several classes of insurance that are exempt from countersignature. Currently, surety bonds with a premium of $40 or less are exempt. This bill, House Bill 1190, raises that exemption to $100. And the $40 was established in 1967. That's 35 years ago. So I think it's about time that we catch up with inflation and raise the figure to $100. So I'll stand by for any questions.
Any other proponents? House Bill 1190.
Good. My name is Jeremiah Murphy. I'm a registered lobbyist of Western Surety, one of the larger surety companies in the United States, and I can't add to anything that the good representative said. I think he completed my case, so I would be, I'm here for questions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Any other proponents? Proponents. We don't have a very quiet committee this morning. Any questions of the proponents? Representative Olson.
Don't get them going.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would have one for Mr. Murphy. What do I get for $100? I mean, it just seems to me there wouldn't be... Who's bonding for $100, crying out loud?
We are. There are a lot of small bonds and that are required in life. I think practically all of our bonds have a minimum now of $100. But a notary bond is a bond.
Okay.
That's a 6-year bond, and so there are some small bonds, but they're not intended as lost leaders. So I'm assuming there's a small problem.
Representative Siebert.
Hope there is.
Mr. Murphy, who handles the get out of jail bond things? Is that Western Surety? Who? I don't know. I guess I've never used them, so I don't know how that works.
I think that's how Western Surety started. Quite honestly, that was four generations ago. There was an old trial lawyer around named Joe Kirby, and he's a wonderful trial lawyer. He traveled the circuit. This would be around the turn of the century, I think. And I think that he started this company because he had a need to bond his clients out. And but I think those are mostly. I think in my town, and I don't know, except in my town, it's a couple local guys that are there, and they've got some assets, and they, in some cases, have some companies behind them. But it's not easy to get a big bond, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 bond, from a company like Western Surety without some pretty good assets and a pretty good showing that it's a safe bond. It's not insurance. A bond is not insurance, and so it comes with a little different premium, a lower premium than insurance normally does. But I think when you get bonds and crimes, the underwriting is difficult. So I don't know who does it. That's a short answer.
Go ahead.
Back to the get out of jail bond. So that would be a minimum of $100 also. I don't have a problem with $100. I guess it's you can't hardly do the paperwork.
The paperwork is your first requirement. Yes, sir.
I have a question. I'm a notary, so I probably have one of your bonds. What is the? I've never used it either, Siebert. As a notary, what if there's a claim filed? How would that be handled in the bonding?
Well, it's when someone doesn't. The best example that I can give, I think, is an actual example. There was a blind lady in. In Aberdeen, I believe, quite a few years ago, and a lawyer took advantage of her, and he used his notary seal to do it, and so there was a claim there made against him, and that was about the only asset I think at the time that he had. He wasn't in very good shape, and I think she lost, $10,000-$20,000, and the bond at that time was only about $500. I believe it's about I shouldn't guess, but I think it's $2,500.
But that's all that would be paid out of it, is what
yes,
it
is. Yes, the limits of the bond. The bond, yes, it is.
Okay. Representative Siebert.
How about the check writer bonds? Is that affected by this? You have a check writer, and that's, you're bonded at the check writer bond? You familiar with those?
Well, it would be if there's a bond. If a company is issuing a bond, this would possibly affect it. It may be a premium greater than $100, so it would have to be countersigned if it's issued by a licensed non-resident agent. It doesn't have to be countersigned if it's issued by a resident licensed agent.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? House Bill 1190, opponents. Seeing none, we'll close the public testimony to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Brown.
Move do pass.
Second.
Do pass motion by Representative Brown, seconded by, who was it? Peterson. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Lidalka?
Aye.
Frederick? Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Metzen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Philander Siebert?
Aye.
Kono?
Aye. Consent motion? Seconded by Representative Olson. The motion is made by Peterson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Goes on consent.